Al-Bayan Radio presents Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah, presented by Nidal Ayyubi.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our series Reviving the Prophetic Sunnah. Today we have reached the 27th of the blessed month of Ramadan, and our topic is asking Allah for forgiveness. My dear brothers and sisters, how many sins do we commit? Some we commit through our tongues, eyes, ears, and some through our hearts, such as arrogance and jealousy. Often, there are not even moments that pass by without us sinning. Additionally, my dear brothers and sisters, making immediate forgiveness for every sin is often impossible. For many sins we may fall into without even realizing. And it could be that we consider the sin to be something small, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers it to be something big. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيْنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ.
You thought it was trivial, but to Allah it was very serious. This ayah is found in Surah An-Nur, ayah 15. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, it was the Prophet's sunnah to often seek general forgiveness without specifying which sin, but only saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. I seek forgiveness with Allah, I seek forgiveness with Allah. My dear brothers and sisters, it was the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to do that more than 70 times every day, and sometimes even 100 times. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he narrated, I heard Allah's Messenger say, Wallahi, inni la astaghfirullaha wa atubu ilayhi fil yawmi akthara min sab'ina marrah. By Allah, I seek forgiveness from Allah and I repent to Him more than 70 times in a day. And this is found in Sahih al-Bukhari and others. It was also narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu an, that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنِّي لَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْهِ فِي الْيَوْمِ مِئَةَ مَرَّةِ. I seek the forgiveness of Allah and repent to Him 100 times each day. And this hadith is found in the Sunan of Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah and others, and Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah declared it as sahih. So my dear brothers and sisters, let this be our practice as well. Let us constantly and regularly seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For in reality, it does not take very long to do so, and we are in dire need of it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his past and future sins were forgiven, yet he used to seek forgiveness from Allah more than 70 times a day, and even 100 times a day. Then what about us? We sin day and night, therefore we are in great need of seeking forgiveness from Allah regularly and constantly. Let's make this our practice, my dear brothers and sisters. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us and guide us and protect us. And finally, we leave you with the saying of Allah,
وَإِن تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا.
And if you obey him, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you shall be rightly guided. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.